This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Winter in the garden is a cool garden this week, isn't it? Looking at a bit of holiday planting. You've probably gotten the holidays, and during this cool part of the holidays, let's do a few things in the garden, in the veggie patch I'm particularly looking at. A bit of holiday planting and companion planting for the veggie patch as well. Things to plant now are strawberries and spring onions, and I got a surprise. Looking up my little chart, and Brussels sprouts can be planted now. I've actually got a couple of Brussels sprouts that I planted during winter, and they didn't do much during winter, but they're starting to look good now, and so I'm leaving them in there, seeing what's going to happen. And there's a few little Brussels sprouts bits coming on, but it's usually a winter thing, I thought. Anyway, there's lots of things. I was looking up some research last night, and I haven't actually done this. I'm going to try it, and I'll let you know. But there's comparison planting for the veggie patch. Now, many of us put the toxic stuff on, and that's not really very organic, so let's try a few different things. And in the tomatoes, plant basil with the tomatoes, so not only the complementary flavours, because they taste nice together, but it keeps the insects away. Now, I've actually planted pansies, who'd have thought, in a gay man's garden. Plant pansies there, which attracts the insects rather than them going to the tomatoes. Didn't work too well at all, but they look gorgeous. Now, another companion one is garlic and roses. Surprising, isn't it? Keeps the insects away, so all that thrip and all that sort of stuff keeps them away with the garlic, as well as improving the scent. Now, it doesn't give the roses a garlic scent. It actually improves the scent of the roses, so I'm going to try that one as well. Climbing beans and sweet corn. I don't think my veggie patch is big enough for sweet corn, but it might be good for you. The beans actually add the nitrogen to the soil, and the corn stalk becomes a support for the beans. Now, the fourth one, I've got five here. Fourth one is rosemary and sage, so you can keep them in the herb garden. Each helps the other grow. Rosemary also promotes healthy cabbages and carrots. So rosemary and sage goes together with cabbages and carrots as well. Now, I had small carrots last season. Not quite sure what went wrong there, but yeah. Companion number five, beetroot and leafy green vegetables. That's an interesting one. And that's the beetroot, obviously, as the root vegetable. And the leafy greens, such as lettuce, spinach, silver beet, and that sort of stuff. So there's five tips there. One was to put the basil with the tomatoes, then to put the garlic with the roses, and the climbing beans with the sweet corn, then rosemary and sage together, and rosemary actually helps cabbages and carrots, and putting beetroot with the leafy green vegetables. And if you're planting stuff, chuck a few strawberries in. Very nice indeed. Spring onions, they grow like gone. I grow like spring onions. Very nice indeed. So remember, a plant is a breath of fresh air. Enjoy your summer garden, and thanks to the podcasting crew for podcasting this segment.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.